This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration is trying to amplify voices of dissent in Iran after the Islamic Republic denied and then admitted it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I think the regime's having a very bad week.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week.
This is a regime that's reeling from maximum pressure. They're reeling from their incompetence in this situation. And the people of Iran are just fed up with it.
But he says the Trump administration isn't after regime change.
It's never been our policy to change the regime in Iran, but the people of Iran are going to have, hopefully have the ability at some point to elect their own government and to be governed by the leaders they choose.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Taiwan's incumbent president Tsai Ing-wen won a second term in office this weekend and a mandate seen as a demonstration of Taiwanese citizens' wish to keep their autonomy rather than fall in line with Beijing. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
The election is a stern rebuke to Beijing following a campaign that was dominated by China's efforts to get the island to accept Beijing's rule under a one-country, two-systems model. Tsai has firmly rejected the policy but has called for talks to resume with China, saying she hoped Beijing understood Taiwan and its people would not submit to intimidation. China cut off a dialogue mechanism when Tsai took office in 2016 and has regularly flown bombers near the island since. Tsai beat her main opponent Han Kyu of the Kuomintang Party, which favours close ties with China, by more than 2.6 million votes.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. President Tsai met Sunday with de facto U.S. ambassador to Taipei, William Brent Christensen, director of the American Institute in Taiwan. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will propose a national review into the response to the Australian disaster.
And there's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities, and to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
The Australian bushfires have been burning for nearly 3 months and have killed at least 28 people. Kenneth Roth, Human Rights Watch's executive director, was barred from entering Hong Kong Sunday. He was planning to launch the organization's annual world report in Hong Kong this week.
So I'm going to return to New York. I'll hold the press conference there. But sadly, this episode is just the latest evidence that the Chinese government is doing everything it can to undermine the enforcement of international human rights standards.
Meanwhile, more than 1,000 people attended a rally in Hong Kong Sunday to urge people and governments abroad to support the city's pro-democracy movement. Speakers also celebrated the results of Saturday's presidential election in Taiwan.
The Taiwanese demonstrated how peaceful it could be if we have a democracy. And we have to understand that the Taiwanese fought hard in previous decades so that they can have this power today. So if we want to have democracy like them, we need to fight hard and to continue our fight with the Communist Party until we can have our five demands met.
Under the framework of one country, two systems, the city enjoys greater democratic rights than those on the mainland. But protesters say those freedoms have been steadily eroding under Chinese President Xi Jinping. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex abuse trial is set to resume on Monday with more pre-screening of potential jurors. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Challenges and distractions have stymied the Weinstein jury selection. Protests outside the courthouse were so loud you could hear the commotion in the 15th floor courtroom. Hundreds of New Yorkers were summoned for jury duty, with most dismissed when they raised their hands to indicate they couldn't keep an open mind about Weinstein, who's pleaded not guilty to charges he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulted another woman in 2006. If convicted at a trial expected to last into March, the 67-year-old could face life in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
A ceasefire between Libya's rival governments came into effect on midnight Sunday after weeks of negotiations. The truce brokered by Russia and Turkey could garner the first break in fighting in months. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.